Bryant Terry discusses why the word vegan can be misleading.
You must have been hiding under a rock if you haven't heard of Bryant Terry. He's an Oakland-based chef and cookbook author. His latest book is titled The Inspired Vegan. So, Brian, I have to ask you right off the bat, the word vegan in the title, how do you feel about that, really?
Let me keep it real with you. I actually do not like vegan in the title of my books. I don't like to emphasize the lack of meat. What I emphasize in my cooking is the abundance of diverse fruits and vegetables and grains and beans that I think most Americans are missing in their daily meals. And so I like to just celebrate local seasonal good food. I do feel like, especially with my last book, Vegan Soul Kitchen, those two words, vegan and African-American cuisine, they seem so oxymoronic for people. They're just like, those two things shouldn't even go together. And at the same time, I feel like vegan has moved from the margins closer to the mainstream. You know, if you think about the fact that you have folks like Oprah Winfrey trying a vegan diet for 9 weeks and then having her whole staff do it for a week, or Venus Williams embracing a vegan diet after she had discovered that she had an autoimmune disease. Yeah. I think more people, more black folks, are actually feeling like it's not as scary. But if you think about just the history of black folks and food, there have been so many people who've promoted plant-based foods. You know, when I think about my own kind of origins or excitement about these issues, it came from people of African descent, whether it was, you know, reading How to Eat to Live by Dr. Elijah Muhammad, or, you know, Cooking with Mother Nature by Dick Gregory, or Black Seventh-day Adventists in my community in Memphis, or Black Rastafarians that I've met. There are folks of African descent who celebrate and eat this type of food. And I just want our people to see it as an option and know that they can have one meal or one day where they're not eating meat and know that they will still be satisfied.
To hear more of this conversation, tune in to episode 108 of Hot Grease. New episodes of Hot Grease air live every Monday at 3:30 p.m. This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. Produced and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.